Chapter 24. Chronic Traumatic Encephalopathy. 4 months after Aaron died, I got an email from our contact at Boston University's CTE Center, informing me that the results on Aaron's brain were ready to be released to the next of kin. We thought it would be best for the legal team to hear the information over a conference call, and then I would tell Shay and Aaron's family myself. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy is the neurodegenerative disease found in people with multiple head injuries. It's the biggest threat to football as we know it. The movie Concussion, starring Will Smith, tells the story of Dr. Bennett Omalu, a forensic neuropathologist credited with identifying CTE in the early 2000s, while exploring the death of Mike Webster, the Pittsburgh Steelers' longtime center, during their dynasty in the 1970s. Webster, who died at age 50, displayed erratic behavior before his death, including spontaneous rage, forgetfulness, and other signs of dementia. Dr. Anne McKee of Boston University, who examined Aaron's brain, is the world's leading researcher on CTE. She is a Packers fan who loves football and has the largest brain bank of former athletes in the world. Dr. McKee was very cautious in setting up the call with us and insisted there be no recording devices of any kind. I don't blame her. She didn't know me. I would have proceeded the same way if I was her. I was in a hotel traveling on another case when the call took place, but I don't think there was a single member of the team who didn't want to be in on it. Once Sully, George, Linda, Michelle, and I were on the line, Dr. McKee quickly got to the point. She explained all the abnormalities of Aaron's brain and began rambling off a bunch of medical terms I was not familiar with. When she got down to the core of what she wanted to say, she was clear. Aaron Hernandez had stage 3 out of the 4 stages of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, she said. We almost called it a stage 4, but ultimately decided to err on the side of being conservative. It was quite frankly the worst case we have seen in anyone of his age. Before Aaron's diagnosis, researchers had never seen stage 3 CTE in a brain younger than 46 years old. First stage symptoms of CTE include hyperactivity, confusion, disorientation, dizziness, and headaches. Second stage symptoms progress to memory loss, social instability, impulsive behavior, and poor judgment. The third and fourth stages include progressive dementia,